Perform muraqaba. Muraqaba, empty your heart of all thoughts, purify your heart of all thoughts, clean the heart of all thoughts, and then the focus of your heart, place it towards Allah. In other words, your focus towards your heart and the focus of your heart towards Allah, and then attach your tongue to the palate, upper mouth, and make the tongue of the heart alive. And with the tongue of the heart, whilst thinking that inside the heart Allah's magnificence and brilliance is raining down, and my heart is remembering Allah, 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 Allah. The amount of time a person does muraqabah like this, the more his heart's doors start to open. And the salik, the student, what he should do is make a lot of effort on this. Muraqabat, there are different types of muraqabat. There's muraqabah, first of all, in the Naqshbandi order, muraqabah is done on the lataif, the spiritual points, lessons. And the first lataif is the personal name, personal name of Allah, for which we do muraqabah, which intention I always present in front of you. Then the muraqabah, they change and alter as the levels are increased. And as the muraqabah increases and expands, then the same way internally the condition of the student continues to evolve. This is a great and brilliant silent form of dhikr. But remember one thing in this, that because it's a great dhikr and it draws the student close to Allah, this action, then the same way more shaitans, wasawis and evil temptations increase. Lots of wasawis come and lots of temptations and thoughts come when the student does this dhikr. And shaitan, what he tries to do, he tries to make the student go far and he tries to stop him doing this action. So for this reason, many people's hearts, they don't feel like it when they're doing muraqabah, and they don't do muraqabah for this reason, because it's hard for me to sit down. And so for this, what needs to be done is that a time should be apportioned. Utilize your time positively. Start from 5 minutes, you could say, duration. And then try that if you're 5 minutes, during that 5 minutes, don't move. Don't stop during that time. Then increase that time span. Alhamdulillah. Then shaitan and wasawis, negative thoughts, go far. And muraqabah, the presence increases. So everything, my friends, is dependent on working hard, making effort. Allah Ta'ala has made this system. Allah, if He wants, He can give you paradise without any struggle or effort. But this dunya and the world Allah has made for us that we're living in, from birth onwards, Allah Ta'ala has given us the system of working hard, making effort. If a child doesn't cry, then the mother would never give them milk. She would continue to sleep. So that Allah has given the work to the child, Allah has put it into the mind of the child that you cry. When the child cries, then the mother's eyes open with difficulty, and then she starts to give the milk to the child. This is the system Allah Ta'ala has instilled. So from here, the human being starts to practice that, until unless he doesn't ask from Allah, he doesn't extend and work hard, Allah won't give. Allah will not give. My Hazrat Sahib used to say that more you have determination, the more Allah's mercy will come. The more. Very straightforward formula. Straightforward formula. If the person doesn't want to have determination, doesn't want to work hard, then the mercy won't come. But remember, never think this, never consider this, that you have taken steps and you're working hard and Allah's mercy is not coming. Never can it be. This can never be the case. The more a person does mujahidah, works hard, makes effort in the path of Allah, the more he crushes his desires. One is that he comes very close to Allah. If he's just crushed his desires a little bit, if he's far, if he's further away, the more the distance he travels or he makes effort for the path of Allah, for the sake of Allah, and he travels or he makes effort, works hard physically, the more he travels from far away, then Allah's rahmah starts from that point, from far away, and Allah's rahmah mercy increases. So this is all dependent on the determination and working hard of the individual, the student. The individual has to do this himself, this means. So it's up to you. Life is for days, few days, and much as you work hard, Allah will give. So do not worry about negative thoughts, waswasas, evil temptations. The more you work hard, make effort, the waswasas will go far. They will go distant. Shaitan, to clash with him and fight him, this is the best method to fight with shaitan. What's the method to fight with shaitan? Determination. Determination. Whoever gives up with determination, shaitan will jump onto that person. And he then jumps with vigor. And the person who stands firm, yes, the person who stands firm, because the person who is the wretched enemy, what does he do? The wretched enemy, he stands in front of you. Stands in front of you, challenges you. The more you're afraid of him, he'll get bold. He'll get bold and he'll get confidence and he'll get worse. But when you stand firm in front of him and he comes in front of you, the wretched enemy, he will step back. Because he is not bold. He's not strong and his enmity is not strong. That's the wretched, the zalil, the wretched enemy. He will straight away, the coward, he will run away. So the worst enemy, the biggest enemy for us is shaitan. And he is wretched and cowardly. He is a coward. Shaitan, there's no one more cowardly than shaitan because he's wretched and cursed. The more wretched and cursed is the enemy, the more coward is the enemy. So what's the result of that? Is that our weakness is that we do not confront him. But if you stand firm, he will run away. Shaitan will run away. And he'll run far away, very distant. Now these words I'm saying to you, yes, and the Holy Prophet has drawn the sketch of this. When a person, for example, when he does something to get rid of shaitan, then shaitan stands far away and shaitan's at a loss. He throws dust over himself and beats himself with fury, regretting that, oh, I'm destroyed, that this jama'ah has been created to destroy me. He shrieks and cries and screams from far away. And he's really, really regretting that fact, that this jama'ah, this group of people, these people or this person, he's against me. Because you are remembering Allah, you're crushing your desires. It's no fard, is it? The people who prayed the salah fard, they left. That was it, end of story. But this is the matter of love and connection. And there are many stages and steps and phases of ishq and love. It's not just about getting paradise. It's the dependent on the ishq, the love. Because you're not just sat here for paradise. You're sat here as the lovers of Allah, based on your love. And the ashik, the lover, and the normal person, there's a difference. When a person is a lover, then he gives his all. He gives his all. You don't just get love for nothing, free of charge. So mashallah, you are lovers. You have the affection. Your style is unique and different from other people. Not that you just pray salah and run away from the back, or I've just completed the fard. The ashik doesn't leave his beloved. The lover doesn't leave his beloved, he sticks to the beloved. So this action Allah Ta'ala likes so much of the ashikin, that everyone leaves the masjid after the prayer. But Allah Ta'ala says, that person who prayed Fajr Salah, and today is my ashik, he loves me, he hasn't left the masjid. He is so much, he loves Allah, Allah says that he continues to remember me whilst he's sitting down. So Allah Ta'ala says that this is the ashik, that when he sits down, he doesn't move, leave the masjid, he continues to remember me to the extent that the sun rises. The sun rises, and as soon as the sun rises, Allah Ta'ala says, based on you being grateful, then you go into prostration. Soon as he does prostration, goes into sujood, Allah Ta'ala says, this reward for this time, the greatest reward I give to my servant, that I allow him to do ziyarah of Makkah and Medina. What a great reward. Spiritually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the lovers, those who love Allah, remember Allah, Allah allows them to do ziyarah spiritually. This is the reward, isn't it? The one hajj and one umrah thawab is given to that person. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say this once. This is a sahih hadith. 3 times he repeated, one hajj, one umrah, one hajj, one umrah, one hajj, one umrah. Repeated 3 times. So the lovers, they extracted the point here, not hajj and umrah. I'm getting the reward of 3 hajj and umrah. Subhanallah, because the sentence that has come from the blessed tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is accepted. So 3 hajj, 3 umrah, thawab, 3 times ziyarah you do before you get up. Why? Because you have done the action based on the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You've crushed your desires. Everyone else ran off and you stayed sitting, remembering Allah. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. So all of this, why is this happening? This is Allah's fadl, His grace. This is Allah's blessings. It's not our effort, not our hard work, not our power and energy, not our capability. We're not pious. We're not anything special. We have no special qualities, nothing at all. What is all this due to? Allah's fadl, His grace. Because you have loved His mahbub. You have loved His mahbub, His beloved. You have love a beloved servant of his, a friend of his. Allah says, you love my beloved servant, so I'll make you my beloved as well. Allah says. So inshallah, Allah willing, work hard, continue to work hard, make effort, have determination, very great rewards. You haven't seen it yet. The next rewards that will come, then you will understand and realize that subhanAllah, what you have earned and gone ahead with. So perform muraqabah. I've told you quite a few points, mashallah. So with that love and understanding, that make your heart busy and say Allah's name, Allah, 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 call out to Allah with attention. Consciousness.